You're listening to Anita Marks on 98.7 ESPN.
Pleasure to speak to you, my friend. Happy New Year to you and yours.
Same to you, Anita. How you doing?
I'm great. I wanted to bring you on today because not only, obviously, new head coach here in New York for the Giants, that's a big story, but nationally, one of the biggest stories, and Stephen A. Smith, who's a part of our company, really vocal and very disappointed in the lack of minority hiring when it comes to not only head coaches, but also general managers. Folks might not be aware of this, but there's only one general manager in the NFL that's African-American, and that's Chris Greer, who's with the Miami Dolphins. But your thoughts, McCarthy goes to Dallas, Rule goes to Carolina. I just played Joe Judge comes here. I know Eric Bieniemy was in line to be interviewed for another number of jobs, and some say, well, that's just to satisfy the Rooney Rule. But right now, where it stands, Tomlin with Pittsburgh, Anthony Lynn with the Chargers, and Brian Flores with the Miami Dolphins, just 3 of 32. Your thoughts on the lack of representation of the African-American head coach in the NFL, Jim?
Well, Anita, there's only one position left open right now, and that's the Cleveland Browns. And all indications are that that's either going to go to Kevin Stefanski or to Josh McDaniels. So if that is the case, what it means is that over the last 3 years, there will have been 20 openings. And of those 20 openings, only two will have gone to an African-American. And when you talk to minority coaches, and I spent time with one last night who has aspirations of one day being a head coach, and what I'm hearing from them is that there's a sense of hopelessness now, that the game is rigged and that the NFL simply isn't a place for advancement of people of color. And that's a very big problem in the NFL. Whether or not you agree that the playing field is level, the fact that you have a segment of your workforce that believes that the playing field is not level, that's a problem. And here's the thing. I keep hearing people talk about the Rooney Rule and whatnot. This is not about the Rooney Rule. The Rooney Rule was simply to slow down the process and to require teams to interview a minority coach. It was not. It did not say you had to hire a minority coach. So this isn't about the Rooney Rule. This is about owners being willing to open their minds and to see that there is a problem here and that equality is not happening in the NFL right now in the eyes of these minority coaches. And until owners get to a point where they're willing to hire people who don't look like them, who don't circulate in the same social circles as them, this is going to be a problem. And, people say, well, it's the league, it's the commissioner. The commissioner has never hired a head coach. He's never hired a general manager. It's owners who hire these people. And the sad part is, I don't know how Joe Judge is going to do as a head coach. He may do great. But all we've heard over the last 2-3 years is that owners are looking for young, offensive-minded, play-calling head coach candidates. Well, Joe Judge doesn't fit any of that. But you can make a case that Eric Bieniemy, who comes off of Andy Reid's tree, and the last two coordinators for Andy Reid prior to Eric Bieniemy, both got head coaching jobs without calling plays, Doug Peterson and Matt Nagy. So why is it that now when Andy Reid is standing on the podium, pounding the table that Eric Bieniemy is going to be a really good head coach, why is it that no one is hiring him over the last two cycles? It just doesn't make sense. And that's why these minority coaches believe that this playing field is not level.
So what can change? Like, it's one thing.
Anita, I'm sorry to cut you off, but no. I keep hearing that question from people. And that's a question that needs to be put to the owners, not to anyone else. The league has put in place programs to give exposure to minority coaches. There's a minority internship coaching program. Last summer, there was a QB summit where the league brought in all of the minority coaches or brought in minority coaches from the college ranks and the NFL ranks to talk about this issue and how to go about changing it. It didn't do any good. The league this year gave every team a database of all of the minority coaches on the offensive side of the ball at the college level and the NFL level. It didn't do any good in this hiring cycle. So it's not a question to be asking me or minority coaches or anyone else what has to happen. That question needs to go directly to owners and say, what will it take for you to hire a minority as your head coach? Because as one assistant coach said to me, and he's a former player in this league and is now an assistant coach, said to me, the NFL has sent a clear message that it does not believe or that it is not a place for advancement of people of color. And he said, we can sell tickets, we can make plays, but we can't lead your organizations. And when you have minority coaches who feel that way, that is a problem.
Again, Jim Trotter joining us here on 98.7 ESPN. I had spoken to an African-American assistant coach and had a conversation that he feels that our political climate and where we are right now has made the situation worse. Do you agree or disagree with that, Jim?
Anita, I don't know, because this has been going on now at a minimum for 3 years that we've been talking about this. So possibly, I don't know. But what it will take, I will never forget this, at the Super Bowl in Minnesota, I remember asking during the State of the League address when Roger Goodell was having it, and I remember standing up asking him, and I said, this question is not meant for you, it's meant for the owners, but since they're not here, I'll have to ask you. And I said, why is it that the NFL has a problem promoting and hiring people of color into decision-making positions in the NFL? Because as you ran down the numbers on the lack of minority head coaches and general managers, think about this. In the 100-year history of the NFL, there has never been a primary black owner. There has never been a black club president. Those are decision-making positions that could impact the numbers we're talking about. So it's not just a head coaching and GM problem. It even goes above that. And until we start to address that, I'm not sure this is ever going to get fixed.
For folks who aren't aware, there is an alliance called the Fritz Pollard Alliance. And Jim, this is your opportunity to first speak really in a while. I was at the Combine last year, and I was on the same flight with Harry Carson. And I sat down with Harry, and he said, hey, listen, he says, I might have a job opportunity for you. And I said, as if I need another job. I have like 5-7 already. And he said, no, this
it's
might
be good to be wanted.
Exactly. He said, no, this might be a job that would be probably more fulfilling than anything you're doing. And the Fritz Pollard Alliance was looking for somebody to come in, and they were looking to expand, and they wanted to bring somebody else in. And for folks who are listening who don't know what that is, the Fritz Pollard Alliance is individuals who go out, and they're lobbyists for African American coaches that they feel have what it takes to move up in the ranks. So it could be a quarterback coach, special teams coach, wide receiver coach, running back coach, who you feel has all the intangibles that can move up in the ranks, become a quarterback coach, offensive coordinator, and possibly maybe become a head coach at one point. And you typically are a lobbyist, and you meet with owners and other executives to lobby for those African-American coaches. And Jim, I wanted the job. They didn't give it to me because I wasn't willing to leave New York. Like I said, well, listen, I could continue to work for ESPN. But yet I can do this because outside of a football season, I can do this and really spend a lot of time. And that's when the majority of your time is and going out there and meeting with a lot of these executives. But I got passed up because I live in New York. But I really wanted this position, and I feel very passionate about it. I'm curious. I'm sure you know a lot about the Alliance. What is your take on the Alliance? Do you think there's anything they could do differently to help this process?
Well, I'll echo what Rod Graves, who is now running the Fritz Pollard Alliance, told me. To change this, it has to be intentional. Owners have to be intentional in their belief that something is wrong and they need to address this. And until that happens, it's going to be tough to change this process. And I don't disagree with that. I think if you look at last year with the Miami Dolphins, Stephen Ross essentially said, you know what, there is a problem. I want to give an opportunity to a minority candidate who has earned that opportunity, and ultimately ended up hiring Brian Flores. And again, the Dolphins are the only team in the NFL right now with a black general manager out of the 32 teams. You know, and some would say, well, why would it take the only black general manager in the NFL to hire out of the 8 openings last year, the only person of color to a job? And it was because Chris Greer believed that Brian Flores was the best candidate for that job and looked beyond just color. So, you know, the message that's being sent, Anita, and I hate to keep saying this, but it's true. This is what I'm hearing from assistant coaches. The message that's being sent is, look, you can cook the meal, you know, you can clean the tables, but you can't sit down at the table with us. And that's a disturbing message to hear from assistant coaches who aspire to climb the ladder in the NFL but feel that they won't because the NFL simply isn't, or the owners simply aren't interested in advancing, allowing black men to advance to positions of power in the NFL.
It's just, it's very, very sad state of affairs, Jim. It really is.
And here's the thing. Let me say this, too. People, I always hear people say that the league. I can tell you that people in the league office acknowledge that this is a problem. People in the league office want this to be addressed, to believe that this is not a good look, and beyond that, is not good business. But people in the league office are not the ones who hire head coaches or general managers. Owners do. And that's why I firmly believe that the focus has to be kept on owners and not the commissioner or not the league office, but on owners. They hire coaches, they hire general managers, they hire club presidents.
Jim, thank you so much for spending some time with us this afternoon. I really, really do appreciate your insight, and I miss you, man. Hopefully, I'm not going to Super Bowl, but I'll definitely be in Indy for the combine. Hopefully, I'll see you there.
Look forward to seeing you, Anita.
You got it. Jim Trotter, who does an excellent job. A lot to marinate in there.
You're listening to Anita Marks on 98.7 ESPN.